This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Daryl Ryder joining us now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, what's up, buddy?
Hey, listen, I was enjoying the puppy conversation. I'm tempted to get one myself.
We could do what the morning show did for you, Daryl, where we just talk into a segment while you're on the line.
What, you just yell at each other for 10 minutes?
Yeah, while you just sat there. That was the funniest ending to an interview I think I've ever heard. You're like, are we done? Okay, good. We're done. I've enjoyed it today, guys.
Great conversation. Talk to you later.
That's right.
All right, Daryl, we got to get to the most important question. How are we feeling about the game on Sunday?
I'm still very optimistic, especially with Myles Garrett being just fine. No issue there with the hip. Garrett told us that in the locker room today. Kevin Stefanski mentioned it after practice. No game designations really for anyone other than Mike Hall Jr. ruled out with the knee, of course. He's about 8 months or so here removed from knee surgery, so not a surprise there. But otherwise, this Browns team is as healthy as you can ask them to be. So I'm I said weeks ago I felt the Browns were going to win in week one, and there is nothing that has transpired to move me off that. I think that the Browns are going to win on Sunday.
Would you lock it in and make it a guarantee?
Well, you know, I don't like doing guarantees because those always get me in trouble, but I'm feeling pretty good about it.
What about this? What if you agree to guarantee a Browns win and then JP agrees to guarantee a Bengals win? Would you feel more confident locking in then?
No, this has nothing to do with JP guaranteeing anything. It's just it's a principle thing for me.
You're both cowards.
In the sense that
you're not guaranteeing anything either.
I'm not going to be responsible for giving them the kiss of death,
okay? Because if I guarantee it and they lose, everyone's going to blame me for guaranteeing it. So that's, you know, these are things I think about, Nick.
What does scare you about this game from a Browns perspective?
Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, that Bengal offense scares me, absolutely. But that's about it, because their defense does not worry me one iota outside of Trey Hendrickson.
So when you look at this game, I am curious, like, if they win, if it's a nice win on Sunday, how much does that go to influence your overall thought about the Browns' direction this year?
I don't think it's going to sway it either way, because as I, in my mind, came up with how I think this season's going to go for them, I factored this in. So it's not going to change my opinion one way or another. I will acknowledge this, though, Nick, what will likely, potentially, I should say, change my view of things is if then they're able to go to Baltimore and they beat the Ravens and they start 2-0, that might change the way I feel about things. But I already had them win in week one, so that's not going to alter my perception of how I think this season's going to go for them.
Is this a big game for Myles Garrett?
Well, I mean, look, he always plays well against the Bengals. 9 sacks in his career against Joe Burrow. He has not sacked another quarterback as much as he has sacked Joe Burrow. I don't know if it's a big game, but it's an opportunity for him to eat early, that's for sure.
Daryl, your tweet, I reacted to it earlier because I took it like Shelby Harris might have been a little frustrated earlier and might have made it kind of uncomfortable. But I'll read the tweet for everybody out there. And I just kind of looking for clarification. So basically see if I have to say, hey, that was my bad, or whether maybe my read on this was valid. But
no, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not your bad. It was a very unprofessional handling of it by Shelby Harris. And I will also say the Cleveland Browns, because that is something that should have been worked out ahead of time if there was an issue.
Can you explain it to people? Because I got a little confused even in the wording.
Yeah, so what happened is last year, remember there was the big brouhaha in Cincinnati about reporters being in the locker room, all the cameras and things like that. And the number one concern is that players are dressing in there, and you don't want to risk having players caught inadvertently on camera getting dressed. And that is a very reasonable complaint and concern from the players. No question about that. And so apparently, unbeknownst to us, that movement is still continuing. Basically, what they want to do is they want to kick the reporters out of the locker room. Well, the problem with doing that, and I know fans don't care about it, but I saw some responses to my post. We can't do our jobs if we don't have access to the players. And the only space that we can have access to players is the locker room. I do feel like as we get into the future here, with new stadium construction, new facility construction, whatever. Listen, there is no place I would rather not be in my workday than the locker room when players are changing after practice or they're getting dressed after a game. Okay, but we have to be in there. That's where we can talk to the players. Now, if the NFLPA and the National Football League want to come up with a system and a facility in a room in which we can do that, where everybody is available that we need to be available to us, I'm all for it. But the way Shelby Harris handled that today was beyond unprofessional. Now, I will say that after words, he came back and talked to us again, and he was a lot more calmer, and he was a lot more professional. And again, I won't say beef, but there is a legitimate concern there. And times have changed. There's more cell phones and cameras around than there have ever been. And so the likelihood of something getting shown somewhere that shouldn't be shown somewhere increases. And unfortunately, there have been instances nationwide where that has unfortunately occurred. So, but he just could have handled it a lot better than yelling and screaming at us. We're in there to do our jobs. We've done nothing wrong. We've always been respectful of their space. From my position, a player's locker room, when I'm in a locker room, whether it's the Guardians, the Cavaliers, the Browns, I'm in your home. And I understand I'm a guest in your home, and I conduct myself accordingly. I don't sit on your furniture. I don't hang out at your locker. I'm not there to be friends with you and all that kind of stuff. I'm in there to get what I need and get out, as are all of my colleagues. And, he came across like we have been causing all this angst and problem for them. And I just, like I said, I think he handled it extremely unprofessionally at first. And then, later on was a lot more professional when he was talking to us the second time.
All right, Daryl. It's a good explanation. I just didn't know necessarily how the whole thing went down. Let me ask you, though, speaking of players speaking and saying whether you think there are any sort of words that maybe they shouldn't say or get another team riled up, Jamar Chase and his dog pound comments, he just continues to say things, and he acknowledges he's a troll, and that's okay, but he continues to say things that you stop to think to yourself, why did that come out of your mouth?
Hey, you do you, boo. Keep doing it. I don't care. Like, hey, give us the content. We'll take it, right? This rivalry has in recent years been a lot of fun. One, because it's the one team in the division that the Browns actually can compete with on a regular basis and win against. And two, the war of words that tend to travel back and forth. Now, not a lot came out of the Browns locker room this week. And it seemed like we were going to have a very quiet week And then that happened. So, yeah, for whatever reason, the Bengals like poking the bear when it comes to the Browns, and then the Browns slap them around for four quarters, and that's that. So let the Bengals run their mouths, and then hopefully the Browns do the slapping around on Sunday and walk away 1-0.
How cognizant are the Browns of the new taunting procedures that cost Philadelphia last night early in that game? Because I would imagine the if you don't celebrate, that's a loaf. We might be walking a line here on Sunday.
Well, and that was the question I asked Kevin Stefanski today, because as we know, no defense celebrates 20-yard overthrows of receivers better than the Cleveland Browns secondary does. So, you know, they got to be cognizant of the taunting and things like that. And I'm not saying that that's what they do, but Jim Schwartz wants them to play with swagger and play with energy and confidence, and I am all for that, right? But the thing now is you're going to cost your team if you cross the line. Kevin Stefanski was very specific today and direct. He went over it in the team meeting again this morning because of what happened between the Cowboys and Eagles last night. He said, we know the rules. We understand the rules. We're not going to complain about the rules. And we better follow the rules. So they are aware that taunting is and the unsportsmanlike conduct penalties, those flags are going to fly if the officials see anything they don't like. And Kevin Stefanski obviously does not want his team being penalized over stupidity. Whether you, me, anyone else disagree with it, we want to call it the no fun police or whatever, that is what the NFL is focused on this year. And as we know, when the NFL focuses on something and emphasizes something, they tend to go overboard with it. So the Browns have to be very careful here, not only Sunday, but in subsequent weeks, controlling how they celebrate.
Daryl, you were smart, tough, and accountable, and that's why we love you. Great stuff.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend and enjoy the game Sunday.
Thank you so much. Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We will get to that last bit there, that idea of penalties, what the Browns should be looking out for, and division winners coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I'm not going to pull my punches. I'm expecting two taunting calls on Sunday
okay. That
go against the Browns. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
As mad as I will be at officials for this trumped up idea that we should be cracking down on flexing and stuff, it's so generic. And so, like, there's just no way to know what's going to draw a penalty and what isn't.
Right.
I'll still be madder at the Browns. And
because you know it's coming. I think that's the difference,
yes,
right here.
And this is where I implore Browns fans, be mad at the officials when they call the dumb penalty. And the reason why I can lock in two, it's because it's the Browns celebrate a lot. They love to have fun on the football
field. They were taught to celebrate.
Which I do not have a problem with, other than it's going to lose you 30 yards of field. So
I know, but it's still, the waters are still a little murky right now. That's the hard part I have. It's like, how are you supposed to know what exactly is going to trigger this and what is it?
No. You're supposed to know.
Everyone's supposed to be very business-like,
NFL,
I guess. I don't
NFL
know.
Officials are going to be on the lookout for this. So what is your job? Your job is not to get popped by the officials and lose X amount of yardage.
Should they just show tape of Nick Chubb going into the end zone and just handing the ball off to the official promptly? Like, this should be the guide and the lesson that you use for this week, and then we just kind of, as we go through the season and they relax a little bit more, maybe you can celebrate a little bit more.
But
here's the ball, ref. Here we go. Oh, it's so boring.
But again, tweet about the officials, but also remember, after last night, there's really no excuse. Nolan Jones made an incredible football play. Nolan Smith, sorry.
Yeah, you called him Nolan Jones earlier, too.
I just really love Nolan Jones, but Nolan Smith made a great play at the line of scrimmage.
We were in a football convo, and you said Nolan Jones, and I was like, wait, are we switching to Guardians?
Yeah.
I just thought, I was like, wait, what was the right tour you just took here?
I am down to clown with Nolan Jones homerism.
Here's the thing, though. I'm not really going to get mad at the Browns necessarily, but I just don't understand why the NFL is doing this.
Because they're dumb.
Like, wait, this is fun. Like, wait, when we're describing it, and it's like, just be Nick Chubb, that's great, and that's cool to tell your kid playing eighth grade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pop Warner or something like that. But like the whole thing is entertainment. The whole entire product is I'm on my couch on Sunday, make me a bicycle clown. And part of that entertainment is watching people get excited when they do awesome things.
So I will. So I said they're dumb. That's not fair. They're very smart. Some might call them conniving. Some might call them borderline unethical at points. But what they are is they're bored. The NFL has waxed everybody else in sports with their popularity for so long that they're inventing problems. It's like,
yeah, this was not a problem.
When you have so much success, you're like, surely there must be something we can work on. What about players having fun? Stop it now. They just have run out of other things to fix in the game.
I got no other answer for it because it just doesn't make any sense.
Because everything else you can't legislate out. You know, like, you've legislated all the violent hits out of the game, or most of the violent hits out of the game. When it comes to the domestic violence policy, that's collectively bargained.
Well, no, but instead, we're going to give you different alternate uniforms. Like, is that the fun? Like, I don't understand it. It just makes no sense. You forget what you are, and all of a sudden, it's going to be a problem.
It's not going to hurt fan support. It's just going to piss people off for a little bit.
But it just makes it incrementally less enjoyable. And that's the part of this that just doesn't make any sense. Like, the whole business is how do we keep people entertained and have fun? I'm not saying anybody's watching.
But not that entertained. Well,
I'm not saying anybody's watching these things to be like, whoa, I can't wait to see what Stephon Diggs does in the end zone. But, like, there's been legitimate players on the Browns where we've loved their celebrations. Hollywood Higgins. Roll out the Hollywood carpet. Like, that was one of the – people love that. That's one of the more memorable things about Hollywood
15
Higgins.
Yards.
I know. If you try to do
I just
that,
find him.
If you try to do that walk, he's got a problem with that. He's very active on Twitter these days, too. Yeah. He might have a problem with that.
Retirement.
He was one of my favorites.
What else is I do, too. We love Hollywood.
Baker just had a connection.
This is pro-Hollywood Higgins show here,
I just
both
loved
of
him.
Us. Even
yeah.
Mac. Even,
but, like, but he had a very – even like Njoku. Is Njoku slam off the table now?
I think so.
That's his trademarked thing.
Yeah.
That's like the number one thing. Like they put that in Madden. They put that in the video game.
Yep.
He just can't do it.
And now you get 15 yards in Madden too.
It's kind of ridiculous.
That being said, we still have time here. 216-474-0092. Want to hear your predictions for the season for the Browns Bengals? We'll kind of get a lot to that in case you missed it, coming up in about 14 minutes here. But we're going to take a quick look here, and we're going to do our best to pick division winners. And I feel like this is a really rough year to pick division winners because I don't see a lot of opportunities for teams to make me look smart if I'm right about them. And so you're either going to go what seems to be chalk from last year or very close to it, or you're going to take a slight risk and look like a real jerk in like 6 weeks.
I hope we go more risk than we go being worried about anything else.
So you want to bang Biscuit?
I want to bang. I'd like to bang Biscuit in this one. I'd like to really put him out there for this one.
All right, we'll tell Biscuit. All right, let's start in the NFC. Let's start.
So that's what they call
it. In the NFC East, I really actually did think about the Cowboys.
I said put him out there. That's putting him out there.
No.
So I will not shame the take if
you
that's what it is.
You shamed with that sound.
But it's an interesting pick if that's the pick. But you said you thought about it. You
thought
didn't
thought about it. Well, yeah. Okay, because here's the thing.
Okay.
I think the Commanders are too trendy of a pick. I do think that, you know what? I'm going to do it. Cowboys. No, I'm going to do it.
The Eagles are going to take a step back.
The Commanders were a little overrated last year. They had a great run in the postseason. Cool. Do it again, clown. It's the Cowboys.
Thank you for freeing up the segment, because I can make basically any choice and not seem like I'm crazy after that one. So that's thank you for that.
They're going to have one of the 10 best offenses in the NFL, and they've got two of the best defensive backs in the NFL.
I don't think they're going to have one of the 10 best offenses in the NFL. But
did
even
you
if
watch
they,
last
even if
night?
They do, yeah, they scored 20 points. What do you mean did you watch last night?
20 I'm points talking about the first half.
20
did you
points,
watch the first half?
Okay, yeah. Say 20 points,
the
but
Eagles
you near
scored
dead
24
last.
Points. Again, what a juggernaut.
But you near dead last in the NFL when everything is all said and done in points per game.
Cowboys in the East.
I'm going chalk. I'm going Eagles.
Oh, wow. Look at the boldness here.
I am. I will not be bold in the NFC East.
Yeah.
I will give respect to the team that was just in the Super
Bowl.
Truth
social over here.
Truth is the Eagles are going to win the NFC East. So I'm not. No part of us
to that
is,
nickname.
No part of us is, there's only so many times in a show.
Truth finder.
I can just knock it down and be like, you're not saying it right.
Mm-hmm.
This was not one of those
Truth
times.
Enigma. No?
Truth something.
Truth focuser?
All right. Get back on track here.
All right. Packers in the North.
Is there a reasoning for this?
Yeah, they were a 10-win team last year without Micah Parsons.
I don't need a crazy reason. I just needed to know the reason. I needed to know where the thought process
team,
was.
And Micah Parsons makes them even better. I think the Lions are going to be a good team. I think they're going to take I think the defense will be better. I think the offense takes a step back without Ben Johnson. And I also think the Vikings, it's tough to pick them to win because they've got a rookie quarterback that I don't really care for.
The record show, Vegas has the Packers as the betting favorite.
Oh, I thought I was crazy.
North. No.
I thought I was a real jerk here.
Nobody said you were crazy. It's just chalk is all it is at this point because it's the betting favorite right now, according to Vegas, our friends in the desert, neither here nor there. I will not take the betting favorite in this one, but I'm not sticking my neck out on the line either. I'm going to take the Lions in this one.
Big jump there. Moving on to the NFC South, I don't think the Falcons are going to take a huge step forward. I don't buy into the Saints at all.
Yeah.
I kind of love the Panthers as like a trendy playoff pick. It is way too rich for my blood to suggest that they're going to win the NFC South.
You can't do that.
I'm going Buccaneers again with Baker.
We're both Baker bros at the end of the day, and so we're both going to choose Baker. He's going to score a million points. I'm excited to see what he does this year. It's going
to
be Baker.
All right, and then we go to what I honestly do think is the toughest division to pinpoint, because I don't really like – I like the Rams, but I see the flaws with Stafford at 157. I like the Seahawks a lot more with Geno Smith than I do Sam Darnold. The Cardinals, you're going to bet the house on Jonathan Gannon? And then the 49ers, their roster got actively worse because you subtracted so many good players. But I'm going to go with the 49ers. But I think it could be like an 8-9 team that wins the NFC West.
I don't hate the 49ers. If we'd done this a week ago, I might be right there with you. But now the Christian McCaffrey injury and everything is just...
He said he's playing on Sunday.
Yeah, he says that. If you already got injuries before the season gets underway...
He's the most
injury-prone person I've ever seen. Then I'm just going to... It's going to be the trend. It's going to keep going. I'm going to take the Rams in this one. I'm going to bet on 37-year-old Matthew Stafford.
All right. I feel like the NFC was the one place we might have some disparity here. And I think you went more chalk than I did. So just saying.
I did. Based off of you going Cowboys, I went more chalk than you did.
Did you clamp up?
You upset the ability for me to go and be the daring risk taker that I wanted to be.
All right.
Because you went so heavy with the Cowboys.
Now we go. We'll take the AFC North last. So let's go with the AFC East. I've got the Bills. There's just not a team there that should be able to push you, even if the Patriots are a playoff
Both
team.
Agreed. Yeah, there's no really not much more of a discussion you have to
All
have.
All right, now here's another. It's the same thing with a different division. But even the team I'm about to tell you, I don't know it's going to be very good. The Houston Texans will win the AFC South, and they might be an 8 or 9 win team. I don't think they're great. CJ struggled last year, but man, do I hate every other team in that division.
I'm taking Jacksonville. I think this is the year it all comes together for Trevor Lawrence. I think him and Travis Hunter is going to be miserable for Browns fans because we want that pick to be something.
I got some swamp land in Florida to sell you.
I'm taking Jacksonville. This is where we go bold here. I think the Texans, their offensive line. You lose Laremy Tunsil and you get worse on a really bad offensive line. Plus, this is the first year they're going to let CJ Stroud actually do like calls from the line. It's a weird situation. It's got a recipe to blow up in their face. I'm taking Jacksonville.
I doubt the Texans. It's just I doubt all the other teams so much more.
It's a bad division.
So this is one of the cases of somebody's got to win that division. Second to last, we go AFC West. I'm going to stick with the Chiefs here. I know Mike Golick Sr. was on with us at 5:20, and he said he expects – it was the Chargers, right?
No, Broncos.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
With love and respect to Mike, I got the Chiefs.
All right. It's been 9 straight years that the Chiefs have won that division. this will be the first year that someone different will win. I'll take the Chargers in this one.
Oh, yeah. I actually don't hate that.
One of the best defenses in the NFL last year. I think
and it's Harbaugh. Trust Harbaugh.
I do. Harbaugh, Herbert, I like what's going on there. That's got just as much of a chance to blow up in my face as anything, but I like it.
That said, I'm still taking the Chiefs. Finally, we get to the AFC North. And if you didn't like the Cowboys, I don't think you're going to like this one.
You're taking the Steelers?
I am taking the Steelers. Ugh. I think Aaron Rodgers is so much better of a quarterback than Russell Wilson. This is the same team that won 10 games a year ago, juggling two quarterbacks that shouldn't be starters in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what he does in the postseason. I think he actually gets a win this year, but I'm not going to guarantee it. The Ravens won 12 games last year. The Steelers won 10. So the gap really doesn't seem to be that much to bridge. I think Aaron is worth those two wins, and I think maybe the Ravens have an 11-win season. I'm taking the Steelers.
I'm taking the Ravens. They're one of the best regular season teams in the previous half decade. It's really between them, the Bills, and the Chiefs.
12-win team last year.
Yeah, they were really good in the regular season, and they consistently beat. Yeah, saying 12 like it's a bad thing.
Well, no, 12 is gettable for any one of the Steelers, Bengals, or Ravens.
Yeah, 12 usually will win the division too. It's not like 12 is something to be ashamed of. 12, 13, and 10 in the previous 3 years. So I mean that's pretty good numbers, all things considered. So I'll take the Ravens once again, but I will not bet on them in the postseason. That will not happen.
You are so bold. Those are our division winners. What do you agree with? What do you disagree with? When we come back, in case we missed it, time for your predictions for the Browns, for their season. We'll make those predictions as well in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.